community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Pete, you come in once a month, don't you? First Thursday of the month.
Yeah, you allow me in. Yeah.
And you tell us all about what's coming up.
Try to.
Now, I've been blurbing this big Q quiz that's coming up.
Yep.
Next week, next Friday.
It is. Oh. First one up on my list.
Oh, Pete, tell us more about it, because there are people gagging to go to this quiz. Because it's a huge... I mean, it's not
it's huge.
Silly, is
it's
it?
It's one
huge.
Of the... Probably the biggest quiz in our area each year.
What is
and it's got bigger and bigger over the years. And we started off with a couple of hundred people. Now we're up to 700-800 people coming. Amazing numbers of people coming through. All happening here at the Brentwood Centre.
Yeah.
So if you go past down Doddinghurst Road, past the centre, you'll see the big orange banner up there with lots of egg cups. And the reason for that is, it's very subtle hinting here. Eggheads, TV eggheads, the BBC TV programme, the eggheads. Well, we've got six of them coming along. Barry Simons was here with us last year. This year, he's brought five of his mates from the TV programme.
Oh, really? I didn't know there
were
six.
Be here. Six eggheads, yeah.
Oh, my
word. Going to be there. So there'll be plenty of people to go around, because the idea being, slightly different twist the way we have this quiz, the eggheads are there to help people cheat, but to cheat to raise money for the hospice.
Fantastic.
It's all for a very good cause. So if you get stuck and you're playing as teams by tables, if you get stuck, basically they can be bribed to give you the answer.
I'm always up for a cheat.
So you can either come along with a load of money or come along with your brain cells active. You know,
yeah,
one or the other.
Down.
Or a mix of the two. You get stuck because the rounds cover a whole range of different things. Everything from music to local history to geography to politics to music to pop culture, TV programmes. Yeah, there's something in it for everyone. You don't have to be a complete egghead
or
a brain box to
do
it.
I'm useless at quizzes. I'm no good at these at all.
Well, but you're good on music. You'll be good on music.
Well,
film, you'll be good on film and stuff.
You would
like
think that.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I reckon. Well, you'll be better than some anyway. You should see some of the people I've known. Some of the people I've known in radio, actually, to be honest. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you'll be okay. So basically, you bring a bunch of mates, and the whole point is you play as teams. So it doesn't matter whether you're not brilliant on everything.
Yeah.
Hopefully, someone on your table of 10, table of 10, will be good.
We've got a team coming down.
You have, and you'll be up against a whole load of other teams. In fact, we're hoping for something like 50, 60 teams will be there. Last year, Phoenix, I think, came third, I remember rightly.
Yes, that's right. I was just going to say that. We did come third. It's all the music knowledge.
So you've got a high target to reach again this year. I'm not so confident now, based on what you just said.
No, me neither.
We'll see. You weren't in the team last year, so
no, I wasn't.
I'm not sure if you're going
to
improve things or drag things down.
I'll try to sidestep this, because I don't want to embarrass myself. Because I'm a bit of an embarrassment. I know it's hard to believe.
No, I don't believe it. Yeah, we're talking about Friday the 14th of August. That's a week tomorrow.
Yeah.
7 o'clock. Doors open at 6 o'clock. Entertainment during the break as well. All the TV eggheads will be there as well. Nibbles are provided. Bring your own drinks for the night. Have a great night. Don't worry if you haven't got a team of 10 people. That's a really important message. If you think, well, I've only got a couple of mates, or I just want to go along on my... Fine, we'll team you up with other people and make a team.
See, that's
don't
a
worry.
Great idea.
You don't have to have 10 people. If you have, fantastic.
Usually it's a social thing, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And it is a big, big night. As I said, big night. Hundreds and hundreds of people will be there. We're filling out the Brentwood Centre. Should be a great night out. It's next Friday night. If you want to get information, go to our website as usual, sfh.org.uk. You'll find all the stuff on there, and you can sign up online, or if you prefer, pick up the old phone, 01708 771 427 771 427. Don't leave it too late, because as I said, it is a week tomorrow night. It's the big quiz in aid of St Francis Hospice. And I probably should just say, in case someone is new or hasn't heard about us, why we're doing all this. We're doing it to raise money for St Francis Hospice, which is the local adult hospice for Brentwood Borough and some neighbouring London boroughs. So if you're in the borough of Brentwood, if you're in Worley, Ingatestone, anywhere around this area in Brentwood Borough, and you need help with end-of-life care, then it's the hospice, St Francis Hospice, that will be able to do that. We get patients referred to us by their GPs or by consultants at the hospital, and everything we do at the hospice is free of charge. Most of what we do these days happens actually in people's homes. So you don't have to think, well, actually, I don't really know where the hospice is, or I don't want to go up to Havering Atterbury to the hospice. That may not be necessary. In many cases, 85% these days of all of our patients we look after at home.
Yeah,
that's where people want to be.
You do some
after.
Fantastic work. You really do, Pete.
Thank you. So our community nurses will visit people at home, or our hospice at home nurses in the last few weeks of life will be there to make everything as easy as it can be in such difficult circumstances. One of the really important messages I want to get across, particularly if you're a GP in the Brentwood area listening, is if patients need help, please do refer people at an early stage. There's nothing worse than sometimes we get referrals literally in the last week or two of life, and there's so much more we could do if we had that referral earlier. And we have a day therapy unit, for example, people can visit once a week. So it may be, you know, a year or two, they may not quite know how long this person's got to live, but we can help them throughout that period, help them at home, help them stay at home if that's important. We've got lots of occupational therapy equipment, OT team who can advise, our clinical nurse specialists who visit. So we can do lots of stuff to keep people at home where they want to be, not going into hospitals where they probably don't want to be, and the hospitals are full up anyway.
Yeah, you want to be your loved ones, don't you?
And make it as good an experience as possible, and help people come to terms with what's going to happen in the best possible way. And that's really what the hospice is all about. So the important message is we're there for everyone. It's free of charge. Although we're called St Francis Hospice, don't make that imply that only certain people can use it. It's for absolutely everyone, all faiths or no faith, doesn't matter, and it's everything provided for free. So it doesn't matter how rich or poor you are. If you need the help, it's based on need. If you need our help, and we have specialist doctors, nurses who are skilled in dealing particularly with people with complex issues. These days, everyone living a lot longer, you find people have a mix of issues. They may have cancer, but they may have something else as well. So we have specialists who deal with pain management and the complicated cocktail of drugs that these days often require to make life as good as it can be in very, very difficult circumstances. And that's what the hospice is all about.
You do some fantastic work. You really do. Really.
Well, we need people's help. We need your help here at the station. We need everyone's help. We need people's help coming along to the quiz night because we have to raise an awful lot of money to provide these services.
It is something like 7 million.
It's over, 7.2 million is our target.
See, that's a frightening amount of money that you need to raise off your own back.
It is scary.
It is scary. You're not kidding.
We're spending over £10 million a year to provide the services. We get just under £3 million thereabouts from the NHS, from say, in the case of Brentwood, from the CCG that run all the GP surgeries, who look after health money and spend the NHS money, which is fantastic. The other two-thirds, though, we've got to raise ourselves. And you know, when I say ourselves, yourselves, really.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, people like me at the hospice will try and encourage people and try and promote the work we do, but what we rely on is local people in Brentwood and surrounding areas coming along to our events, supporting us, making donations, leaving legacies, writing donations to us in their will, all those sort of things. We rely on a whole mix of different ways to get that 7.2 million in. And you say it's scary, and it is.
It is scary,
but the comforting factor is each year we manage to get that sort of money. Okay, it's grown a little bit over the years as the costs have increased, but you know each year, and I've been in the hospice now for 3 years, we get close to that sort of amount of money brought in each year through the amazing efforts of thousands and thousands of local people who do everything from skydiving, abseiling. I'll tell you about a few things, and what we try and do, if we do a whole range of different things that people can get involved with that suits everyone, so everyone potentially can help us raise that money if they want to.
I tell you what I am looking forward to go into. The car rally thing that you...
Well, that's my next one up.
Really?
You've been looking at my notes, haven't you, Mark?
That's really... That is really, really good. This is huge. Gigantic.
This is the next date for your diary. It's about a month away. Sunday the 20th of September this year. Sunday the 20th. For Frankie's Classic Car and Bike Fest and a Vintage Market. It's happening at Ford Technical Centre in Dunton. It's just off the A127. It's a big event. Yeah, we started this 3 years ago. We weren't sure how it was going to go initially. We were very fortunate it got Ford's help to basically donate their big show area, because you need a massive car park to put all the vintage cars in. And it went really well, and then it grew again the year before, the year after, and then we've added things to it. So now we have motorbikes as well, a lot of vintage bikes and scooters, and a massive vintage market as well. Live music now, loads of stuff for the kids, lots of inflatables and games to play, dodging cars, all sorts of stuff for the kids. So it's a whole day out, and it's a really great day. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of cars, some amazing vehicles. And it's not all what I call really antique vintage cars. There are some of those from the 20s and 30s and 40s, but there's masses of the sort of cars that you and I grew up with.
Yeah, you
cars,
get like the full Caprice,
cars from the 60s
and
70s,
Escort Mark
masses
Lanson.
Of Caprice and Escorts. And, yes, and even stuff like
fortunes.
Sierras, that used to be the most common car. These days you never see, but
no, you
amazing
don't.
Versions of these cars that people have reserved, looked after. Some cases you think, this car can't have been driven since it was bought the day
bought. I've seen it's so immaculate. Amazing.
I mean, you can see your face in you open the hood up, the engine, and you can see your reflection in it.
Yeah, it's they do. They chrome the engine
everything
sometimes,
is
don't
incredible.
They?
And inside, it looks like no one's ever sat in the car. And some of them, and they're just amazing vehicles. Some of them are incredibly powerful vehicles. Some are customised. Some are just, you know, off the shelf, but literally as they were off the shelf in 1973. Mm. And so it's a real nostalgia trip as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there really is something for everyone. I mean, I know that's often said about events, but this thing, there is loads of stuff for the kids. There's loads of stuff for the petrol heads. There's loads of stuff if you're into your motorbikes. There's loads of stuff if you're into vintage markets and collectibles.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if you just want to sit there and have fun in the sun with some music and loads of refreshments and food, loads of stuff all day long. So please do put it in your diary.
It is huge.
Starts at 10 in the morning, goes on to 4 in the afternoon. Ford Motor Company, Dunton Technical Centre, which is literally just off the A127. It's Frankie's Classic Car and Bike Fest. And we're hoping it's going to be a huge event this year and hopefully raise a lot more money to help us in our work for local people.
Well, yeah, fingers crossed. What else got coming up for us?
What else? So let's skip on a little bit.
I love it. I've got to tell you, I love this piece. I love this piece when you're coming up because it's like having a what's on guide for the coming months, and you mention it all. It's fantastic. I really do like it.
Thank you, Mikey. Well, on the same day, I mean, just to show how many things we've got going on, I've just been plugging the Classic Car Bike Fest. But if that's not your thing, on the same day, we're also doing a charity ab sale. Well, I'm, when we say we, the royal we, a lot of very brave people, volunteers and supporters of the hospice, are doing a charity ab sale down the ArcelorMittal Orbit, which is that huge sculpture, in fact, the tallest sculpture in the UK, in the Olympic Park in Stratford.
I know
you
the one, yeah, yeah.
The really weird-looking
yeah,
thing.
The swirly thing, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure how you describe it, really, like a giant helter-skelter
thing. It does look like a slide, doesn't it?
In fact,
yeah,
they're
yeah.
talking about doing something like that with it, but at the moment,
really?
But we're going to give people a chance to abseil down it, so it's not for the faint-hearted.
How tall is it?
That's a very good question. I have absolutely no idea.
I
know there is a weight limit on the people who can abseil down.
Oh, really?
Because it is quite a long way down. It's quite a long way down.
245 feet I've done before now, and it frightened the life out of me. It's the leaning over the top bit.
It's the very first bit.
Yeah,
you step backwards.
Yeah, yeah.
Once you're going, it's not so bad, but it's that initial, because it's an unnatural thing to do.
It is, yeah.
Just to sort of step off the back of a building, going put back first without looking down.
On a bit of string.
Rope. We call it rope.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, my mistake. Got a bit of rope.
Well, hopefully several bits and a safety harness. But yeah, I do really encourage people to go to this event, Mikey. So if you're braver than Mikey, but
yeah,
I think,
totally.
Go for our charity abseil. It's on 20th of September. Not many people get the chance to do this, to abseil down the tallest sculpture in the UK. You can do it as solo or as a part of a team. There is an entry fee, and that's obviously why, because we're raising money for the hospice is what we're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Hopefully people get sponsored as well. Again, you get all the details on our website, sfh.org.uk, or give the fundraising team, my colleagues, a call on 01 708 771 427. They'll tell you all about it or book you up over the phone, and we'd love to see some people along that. And a bit further down the track, we've got a couple of music events coming up. Both of these I think will appeal to the same people, but also could appeal, I think, to some different people. And we had a great Elvis tribute night.
He's very good.
A little while back.
We actually had him in here.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And that went really, really well. We've got an event called Freddie at the Mercury. And,
I see what you did
subtle
there.
Play on words here. It is a tribute to the music of Freddie Mercury and of Queen, of course, but we're holding it at the Mercury, as in the Mercury Mall in Romford.
Right.
So it's Freddie at the Mercury. The date for this one is Saturday the 10th of October. It's at 7:30. We're holding it in the Premier Cinema, which is on the top floor, if you've ever been in the Mercury Mall in Romford, the shopping centre in Romford. Along with Queen Bee, it's a sensational tribute band playing all Queen hits with lead singer Paul Jackson, who is excellent, I'm told, very, very good in terms of performing as Freddie Mercury. So if you love the music of Queen, and I know they're a real cult following, lots and lots of people love,
love
to dress up for these sort of things, and this is the right type of event to do it. Tickets just £15 for this. Again, sfh.org.uk if you like more details on that. Freddie at the Mercury, Saturday the 10th of October. If the Queen music isn't quite your cup of tea, but the music of Michael Bublé is.
Oh, he's so slick, isn't he?
He's smooth.
Even the look-alikes and sound-alikes, they're so slick.
Yeah, I know. It's sickening, isn't it, really? For you and I. Friday the 13th of November. Unlucky for some, but not for those who want to go for this night. Michael Bublé night. We're holding this one at the Derougement Manor Hotel, which is where we held the Elvis.
Just down the road.
Night, just down the road in Worley. And there's a disco as well. The night includes a three-course meal at the four-star hotel. Joe Freed is the guy who performed, who actually comes from Brentwood. Really? And he's a very, very good performer, as Michael Bublé, very polished singer and performer. So you'll really have a great night out. So if you want a sort of romantic night, it's a great night to take the missus and have a nice romantic evening. It's Friday the 13th of November at the Derougement Manor Hotel in Brentwood. Please, again, you can get information at our website, sfh.org.uk, or call the usual number, 01708 771 433. So they're the events I want to mention. I think that's probably enough on events, but just a couple of other ways that you know, we said we need this huge amount of money.
Yeah,
there's so many different ways. Events aren't the thing for everyone. You know, there's all sorts of people. There might be housebound, might be elderly, might not be your cup of tea. You might not be energetic enough. All sorts of things. It doesn't matter. There's still ways you can help out our work. One of the easiest ways is playing our weekly lottery. It's just £1 a ticket.
I didn't know you had a lottery.
We have our own lottery.
Fantastic.
We've got about 7,500 people playing it as well.
Oh, fantastic!
So, the thing about the lottery is a great guaranteed source of money, because most people sign it. You pay normally by direct debit, £1 a week. You don't really notice it when you sign up for it.
No, it's only £1, isn't it?
But you do notice it when you win, because there's a guaranteed £1,000 prize winner every week.
Really?
And then we have a rollover as well. So it starts at £500, and each week it doesn't go, it grows by another £500. So we had someone in Brentwood recently who won, I think it was... Now, I might be slightly wrong. I think it was £23,500 in a rollover.
Oh,
that
word.
Was a winner from Brentwood. We've had another guy in Brentwood who won the £1,000 first prize twice within the space of 4 months.
What a fantastic
which
idea.
Which was amazing, because everyone always says, oh, once you win, you're not going to get no chance of winning again.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, you've got absolutely the same chance. Your ticket is still in there.
That's
it has
right,
a chance the following week.
Yeah.
And it does happen. So we've had lots and lots of winners from the local area. So if
great
you want to get
idea.
Involved with our lottery, please sign up for that. Again, sfh.org.uk. You'll see it on our page there. Click on lottery, you can do it, sign it all up online. And I said, £1 a week, you hardly notice you're spending any money on it as well. And it really, really helps us, because events, fantastic as they all are, and we need them, sometimes they can be affected by the weather.
Yeah,
they'd be
right.
affected by
sorts.
People's willingness to bring in sponsorship money. The thing about the lottery, it becomes a really reliable source of income for us, because with 7,500 people playing, all paying their £1, you know, there's a guaranteed source of money that's flowing through. So we wanted to encourage as many people as possible to play that, and it doesn't really cost us as a hospice more to have more people playing.
Yeah.
Again, when you put on an event, you've got a hire event, you've got
that's
a lot
right.
of costs involved with that, and work involved to get on an event.
Yeah.
With a lottery, it's set and running. So it really costs us nothing extra to have more people playing.
So
we just have more people playing. That's more money straight into the hospice coffers. So if you can play
fantastic
our lottery, please do that. Just £1 a week. And the final thing I should mention is to do with our shops. We've got two shops in Brentwood High Street. We've got a furniture one at the bottom end, and up at the top end we've got a general store with everything from clothes, bric-a-brac, DVDs and the rest of it. Two shops. They do a really good job for us. We're going to refurbish our Brentwood general shops fairly soon at the top to make it a bit brighter and nicer. The one we're down at, the furniture one, we've already done. It looks a lot better than it used to. It's a much more pleasant environment for... and the volunteers, they run these shops on the whole. Almost everyone working there is a volunteer, so we want to make it nice for them as well. And the thing about when we refurbish shops is they always do better. In the following year, you'll bring all extra money in that more than covers the cost of the refurbishment.
Yeah.
So it makes it a pleasant place for shoppers and for volunteers. But what we do rely on these shops is on donations. Some charity shops buy stuff in and sell it at a markup. We only do that with Christmas cards and wrapping paper and sort of stuff that has to be brand new at that time. Everything else in our shops is donated to us.
Yeah.
Because if it's donated to us, we're not talking about a 5 or 10% margin. We're talking about, you give us a thing, we keep all the money for the hospice if we can sell it.
Yeah.
And what we'll try and do, and we're very careful about doing, is making sure that we maximise the value of what people give us.
Yeah.
Because I know that some people sometimes think, yeah, good cause. Yeah, I like to donate stuff, and I've got some old clothes. I'll drop those in the bag or whatever. Fine. Great. And that all helps. But, I've got this valuable collection of sort of dinky toys away in the loft. I don't want to give them to the Brentwood shop and put them in the window for £1, you know, when they're worth, you know, in my mind, hundreds of pounds
each.
Right. But we'll take real good care to make sure we do maximise that value. We have some specialist people who work with us who do eBay listings.
Yeah.
If necessary, we'll take stuff to auction to get the maximum money. Because, obviously, it's in our interest. We don't want to put it in the shop window and sell it for a fiver if we could have put it in an auction and got 500 for it.
That's right.
So we're going to be very careful. We have teams of volunteers who know this stuff, who look at everything that comes in, and will make a point of finding the best way to maximise the value. We had a figurine recently that was donated to our Upminster shop.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, I'm sure if someone wasn't aware of this, they could have put it in the shop window and thought, yeah, that's a nice figurine. We'll put a tenner on it and, you know, someone will buy it. We took it to auction and got £1,500 for this.
No, really?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So you've got to spot the thing. You've got to know the sort of stuff that, that people want to collect.
Some people have just got the eye for this sort of stuff.
Yeah, and we have people, fortunately, to do that.
Yeah.
And what we do, because we've got a chain of these shops, you know, if something comes in one shop, they won't just put it on for sale automatically in that shop. You know, they'll have a look at it. They'll talk to head office. They'll say, I think this might be a value. Could we eBay list it? Should we take it to auction? So we'll make sure, you know, to give peace of mind to the people donating goods, we're going to maximise the value of anything that's given. So please do give generously to our shops. Don't leave it in a bag on the street if the shop's shut at night.
No.
There's nothing worse for the neighbours and everything else. Just dump stuff on outside. Do it when the shops are open. They're open 6 or 7 days a week, depending on which shop it is. And if that's not convenient, we also have a thing called drop spots.
Which I think this is fantastic.
We've got a whole list of places on our website. Yeah. You can look at it. So if you can't get to the shop, because that's not convenient to you, we've got other places like garden centres, like funeral directors, all sorts of other places where it's easy to drive in with the car and you can just take the stuff out of your boot and, you know, don't have to worry about parking tickets or getting into the shop. So there's lots of ways you can give. So please don't just dump it in the street when the shop is closed outside. Look on our website for our drop spots. We'll go along to those shops when they're open and we'll be happy to receive all donations. And the shops make a huge, huge difference to our business. We reckon this year they probably should make around £500,000 profit.
Fantastic.
To pay for our nurses and doctors at the hospital.
Fantastic.
That's why we do this.
Well, Peter, you're doing an absolutely fantastic job and we'll see you the first Thursday again next month.
You will indeed.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.